Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Now, Mike, what are the things that you learned about and liked about Tommy this summer when he was playing? And
Tommy's continued to grow every single day that he's been here from rookie camp, and just learning the offense and understanding how to be a pro and doing all the little things, all the things that kind of work into that, whether it's studying, it's preparation, you know, being in the huddle with the guys, being a leader and a teammate, and then understanding what the NFL game is about and how much detail that goes into that. I think he's really honed in on that. And each week, you just see, you look at his notes, it's just like getting better and better every single day. And so that's probably the biggest thing.
It seems like, just as a follower of that, he's, and you've obviously played the position before and whatnot, and ever since July, when he first, you know, when training camp started, he always conducted himself as somebody who felt that he belonged, which just kind of be difficult for a free agent rookie. What is it about his confidence level that you've noticed and is that rare?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he approaches the position with confidence. And, you know, obviously when you're playing quarterback, you want to have that confidence. You want to have that demeanor when you walk into the huddle. I think he has that. And it's something that, you know, looks like he's had his whole life, and that he's a confident kid, not just on the field, but also off the field too. And he brings, an energy with him that kind of permeates throughout the room.
When he arrived here, I guess, where did you first see that confidence come in? Was it on the field? Was it in a meeting room?
You saw it right really quickly. Even when we had him in for that rookie camp, in the meeting rooms, interacting with him, and then, you know, once you get in the field, there's a lot of learning, there's a lot of stuff, and a lot of growing that goes with it. So it doesn't just come right away on the field. But I think as he got more comfortable within the system, got more comfortable with his specific job, I think you saw that growth there.
You were a mid-round pick. It's pretty rare in the league. What do you think of the jump from undrafted rookie to starting as a rookie?
Yeah, I think for him, just understand that it's, you know, it's an opportunity to take advantage of. It's obviously not something that happens all the time, like you said, but it's an opportunity. So he's got to go out there and take advantage of it.
You've talked in the past about, you know, when you're a play caller, you're trying to get a feel for your offense. I mean, you spend, you know, all summer getting a feel for one offense, and now the offense is going to kind of be reinvented twice in the last couple of weeks with different quarterbacks. How do you gain a feel for what your quarterback now can do with pieces that he really hasn't been with, other than in emergency situations on game day?
Yeah. I think, you know, my time with that quarterback room, Tommy and all the guys that are in there, you know, you spend time with them. You try to get understanding for what they like and what some of their favorites are. Obviously, you're doing that when you're calling games in the preseason and stuff like that, and you're working through the game plan of the week. You look back at some of the stuff he did well in preseason or stuff he did well in college, and try and get a real good feel for how he likes to operate. And then, you know, you put together a plan that not only fits that person, but all the other 10 guys on the field.
Like Jordan said, you have that experience of playing with, you know, you're trying to get up the ladder as far as, you know, rising in the depth chart. He mentioned yesterday his throws to Slayton were the first time he's ever thrown to Darius. Things like that. Is that what you guys are trying to speed up over the last, you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow? The idea that he's now playing with essentially teammates, but new guys.
Yeah, he's got, you know, we're working that throughout the practice on getting everyone on the same page. And he's done a great job of bringing those guys together and talking through with them and opening those lines of communication, whether it's with the coaching staff or with the players. And I think that's just, you know, part of the process. You know, when you have something like this, it's not necessarily just that quarterback, but it's at any position. When you have a new person in there, you know, you got to ramp up those levels of communication and detail.
Mike, I know you saw him in week one, but how do you have a plan for Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I mean, Micah's a really great player. They have a lot of great players on that defense. So you know, we got to make sure we put together a great plan that we can support those guys and make sure that, you know, we handle some of the things that they do up front, handle some of the things they do in the back end, and put our players in the best position to be successful.
The Cowboys lead the league in pressure percentage, I believe, you know, 45%, somewhere right around there. What's the key in your mind to slowing that defense down?
I think the biggest part is, you know, putting together a plan that our guys can go out there and execute. I think, you know, whether it's in the run game, in the pass game, things that, you know, our guys can play fast. These guys play a fast style of defense, an aggressive style of defense. So, you know, we have to be able to match that. And I think having the right mentality throughout this week of practice, putting together the right plan for those guys to do that, I think that's going to give us a chance.
Is it too simple to think that if they're a good pressure defense, the easiest way to beat them is just run at them?
I think, you know, I don't think there's one way to do that. I think you have to be multiple. I think, you know, in this league, if you just do one thing, I think, you know, teams kind of pick on that a little bit. So you want to be multiple. We want to make sure we have a wide variety of things that we can use, whether it's run game, pass game, movements, play actions, you know, all the different variables within that with motions and shifts and stuff. So we want to try and be as variable as possible.
Andrew Thomas thought he was a little rusty in his words, but, you know, thought he kind of started finding it in the second half. What did you see? And obviously having him back out there kind of changes some things.
Yeah, it was great to have him back out there. You saw it right away. I think it was, I don't know if I would disagree with him, but I think, you know, he did a great job in the game. And, you know, I think the more he's going to play, the better he's going to look. And I think, you know, it's one of those things. He's a leader. He's a captain. He's back in the huddle. You know, that whole offensive line now ramps up. There's a little bit more juice there, too. And, you know, he certainly sets the tone and tempo for that group.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.